USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Twitter permanently suspended President Donald Trump's account on Friday, saying he had repeatedly violated its policies on glorification of violence. Former acting director of national intelligence under President Trump, Rick Grenell, says social media and big tech have been against the president for a long time. Grenell also saying,
"This is a different Washington, D.C., and the people in Washington, D.C., and I would include the media and the politicians and the bureaucrats, they have this kind of feeding frenzy right now. And that's not what's happening out in the real world."
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. It looks like there could be a new strain of the coronavirus here in the United States. The second strain could be even more contagious than the one found in the U.K. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Secret Service officials are installing secure fencing around the White House. Officials say they have requested an unscalable barrier to be put up until Joe Biden's inauguration on the 20th. Boeing is agreeing to settle criminal charges over their 737 MAX aircraft.
Aircraft manufacturer Boeing has agreed to pay more than $2.5 billion as part of a settlement over two deadly plane crashes. The settlement stems from a pair of crashes of Boeing's 737 MAX aircraft in 2018 and 2019. 346 people died in those crashes. The company reached a deal with the Justice Department to settle a criminal conspiracy charge. Boeing was accused of hiding data that showed problems in the 737 MAX's flight control systems. That software was later cited as the main cause of the crashes. The 737 was grounded worldwide for more than 2 years, only returning to service in the U.S. last month, after the company made software and other safety changes to the planes. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Since the first day of the coronavirus outbreak, New York State has been one of the epicenters. As vaccine rollout continues, New York ranks 28th in vaccine distribution. Regarding the holdup in vaccine distribution in New York, Phil Boyle is a New York State senator. He believes it has a lot to do with leadership and Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Governor Cuomo was thinking about other things. If you think about the chronology, last March and April, we had a huge first surge of COVID here in New York State, and then the numbers went far down in July and August. But we all knew the vaccines were coming, and that's when the governor should have focused on finding distribution sites, creating a real plan for getting these vaccines out. If you think about what was he doing, he was creating a poster, he was writing a book.
Boyle also tells Fox News the governor is prioritizing health care workers over the elderly and most vulnerable.
The governor is focusing on health care workers, which is fine, frontline health care workers. However, they should be focusing on the most senior among us. I have constituents of mine on Long Island, over 75, over 70, over 65, and they're watching on TV seeing people in Florida driving up, getting the vaccination in their arm and driving away. And they're asking me, how can I go down to Florida to get the vaccine, these life-saving vaccines? That's scary and sad.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.